Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. The early history of conclaves seems to be lost in the mists of time. As our historian Stella Fletcher tells us, they first date back to the 13th century. However, if one should look at the chronology of conclaves, there might be an element of Chinese whispers involved.
The origins of conclaves were in the 13th century. Let's just go through the chronology a little to see what happened when. There could be an element of Chinese whispers involved here. Stories associated with Rome could be transferred to Viterbo and vice versa. From 1179 onwards, cardinals were the only electors of popes. That was decided at the Third Lateran Council. The exclusive electors of popes. And they were to agree by a majority of two-thirds for a result to be valid. However, conclaves, by contrast, seem to have come about by accident. In 1241, Pope Gregory IX died, and the cardinals met initially, I think, at San Gregorio Magno. And it so happened that at that point, the Emperor, Frederick II, was based down the road at Grotta Ferrata, and his troops were ravaging the Campania, the area around Rome. Well, the senator of Rome, head of the Roman government, decided that it was essential to elect a pope quickly, a pope who could lead the Romans in their defence of their city against the emperor. So the senator it was who enclosed the cardinals in a fortress called the Septizonium, just near San Gregorio Magno. This was in 1241. Only 10 cardinals entered this first rather impromptu conclave, and one of those, the Englishman Robert Summercote, died before they'd reached a decision. And it was Celestine IV who was elected in that conclave. But the version that we come across more often is a version about Viterbo in 1268, or rather 1268 to 71, because this was the longest papal interregnum ever. It lasted 2 years and 9 months. There was complete stalemate. After 18 months, the secular ruler of Viterbo decided to remove the roof from the palace where the cardinals were meeting. He thought that would concentrate their minds and make them come to a quick decision. So you can see the similarities with the Roman case in 1241, except that it didn't work because the cardinals still didn't come to a decision. So their provisions were reduced in the hope that they could be starved into reaching a decision. The man they eventually elected took the name of Gregory X. He was elected in absentia. And he decided that there had been such complete and utter chaos that there would have to be strict rules on how popes were to be elected in future. So in 1274, he called a council of the church at Lyon, and this council determined the rules for future elections. Cardinals were to enter the conclave on the 10th day after the death of the late pope. They were to live in a dormitory with no partitions between the beds. Curtains between beds were not introduced until 1351, as a matter of fact. There was to be no written or verbal communication with the outside world. And if no election was made in 3 days after entering the conclave, the cardinals were to receive only one meal a day from outside. And if, after an total of 8 days, they had still not reached a decision. They were to receive only bread and water. The first conclave under the new rules took place in 1276. Conclaves had a very difficult early history because some popes said, look, why should we obey these rules set down by Gregory X? We'll just do it our own way. So there were some popes in this early period who simply weren't elected by conclaves. However, conclaves occurred in each papal vacancy from 1294 onwards, and the rules set down by Gregory X remained in place for many centuries.
And you were listening there to historian Stella Fletcher. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.